Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Shout, shout, let it all out. We like to be heard, don't we?
I was hoping to have all these.
Why do I take a sip every time you go to
I don't know.
We do.
I don't know.
I like to be heard.
Yeah.
We're sitting around three people with three microphones now, our voices converging to be later broadcast to people. And we're going to tinker with that. I imagine you'll tinker a little bit, make it sound nice, sound
yes.
sweet. We like to be heard, but on our own terms.
Yeah.
We don't like people to hear us in our worst moments, do we? If I hit my foot and I swear, and I might apologise to somebody nearby that I thought maybe that's not how they like to live their life. They don't want to hear that. So
I have... So you want to be heard, right?
Yeah.
So you've been a singer.
Yeah.
And you've sung to the nation on The Voice. You're now a very, very exciting new actress in your new show.
Thank you for saying that, yeah.
And you've been a radio DJ.
Yeah.
You've been an ace guest on lots of podcasts. So you're no stranger. And you're a stand-up comedian. So all of these things enable you with a microphone to be heard.
Fucking hell, this is a long sound.
I feel like I know where you're going, but I don't know this is going to go.
You're at a presidential rally.
I didn't know where it was going. I had no idea.
And all of a sudden, there's two security guards that are sitting opposite you now, standing there, and the mic's there. The nation's televisions are just on that fixed shot of the podium and the microphone,
yeah.
awaiting the president to address the nation on all formats of media.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got one moment to convince us to let you on that mic, and then what are you going to say? Mate.
So we're in charge, me and you.
Me and you doing security.
So what? How long before we get overridden by the next tier who are going to go in interceptor? Body checker off.
Well, we're just standing there. There's Jordan. Can see the microphone.
You've done this before.
And like...
How long has she got?
What, to convince us that...
No, how long before interception?
Like the so the president's
seconds?
On their way.
No, she's not got the mic. She's got to get through us to get to the mic.
Right. Oh, I thought and we were going to let her.
No.
He did say that.
No, so it's, if I understand, I have to convince you why you
Correct.
Should let me.
Yeah.
But the question there, what actually, because I'm a fairly manipulative person, I wouldn't think about what I was going to say. I just think about how I'll convince the two of you
two things.
To let
it's
me
what
through.
She's brought, she'll broadcast, and then what she'll actually say to us then.
That's so interesting, because what I find of value, you might think, well, that's a silly thing to say, particularly to an entire nation.
You have to size us up. What's of value to us?
I would...
Do stew first.
Well, I think...
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. All right. I love that you're committed to the American. All right. I'll just be me. Because that's the hypothetical scenario. All right. Hello.
Hello.
President's going to be up there in a minute.
Correct.
Right, yep. I expect, because he could be quite droll, can't he? When he gets going, he's great. But when I feel like he deserves a warm-up. He deserves a warm-up act. He's an entertainer. He likes to fancy himself an entertainer.
He's the president of the United States of America.
Right.
And I love my country.
he's the headliner. You wouldn't expect a headliner to go on cold, would you? You'd expect...
It's good logic.
Yeah. It's, you know, warm them up a little bit, get the crowd going, have a little sing-song. I don't know.
You think that the people out there that may not necessarily believe in a lot of the ideas that the president has, you could convince them that what he's about to say is interesting. You can warm them up.
I'm a diplomat. I'll get up there. I'll make them all laugh. I'll bring in the right and the left. Yeah, we'll have a good old chat together. I'll get my tits out. Like, everyone loves a bit of a jiggle, don't they? We'll be fine. And then, you know, bring on the main act, the main attraction, and you will look so good for warming him up.
It's not just on my shoulders. It's on my colleague's shoulders.
Well, all right. Hello, sir.
I mean, you had me at tits.
Okay, just to put it on the table, testicles are also available. I don't claim to know your particular section. I have got a little something for everybody. I'm throwing that out there, right?
So I'm a little bit more leftist. So what are you going to say when you get up there?
Well, like I say, it's a mainstream platform. This is a broad show. It's daytime. So I'll start with a joke.
I think you need to call him out for some of the stuff he's done.
Well, don't say that in front of him over there. Look, he loves his bloody country.
He's playing with his...
Is that why you're standing so far apart? Because I've got a beeline for the thing right there. And if that's simply caused by the social tension between you, then you need to think about your new jobs. Because I could get straight through the two of you there, cut that tension
it's
with
mainly
my own
his
body.
Job. I'm here to do, check some...
Why are you not being accountable for your role? You're looking after the president.
I wouldn't apply for that job.
No, it's not about whether you'd apply for it, nor would I, but I'm doing it.
I find it very difficult to role-play, Stuart. I told you this when you invited me on. I almost feel like you had no one else to do this.
All right, yeah. It's 2020. President Donald Trump presumably is still... he's still
correct.
There.
I think you said Preston.
Yes. Preston what?
I think you said Preston.
Preston Trump.
So President Donald Trump.
I personally, as a transgender lady, I think his policy on not letting transgender people into the military is very silly. And I also think he's missed a bit of a trick, right? Because if you think about it, think about a man on the battlefield, right? Yeah? Just not a transgender man, just a man, born a man. You, sir, you're a man, aren't you? You're a good upstanding man.
Yeah.
Man out on the battlefield. He's strong. He can take people out.
Yeah.
What's his one glaring weakness? Where's his one little mini weakness that you might... What if, you know...
Testicle ass.
Yes, that's the old...
Testicles.
The old danglies.
Right.
Isn't it? He tries to hop a fence. He's going to get caught or whatever. That's a weakness. Transgender man ain't got that problem. He's smooth like an action man down there. The ultimate killing machine. And he's leaving him out on the sidelines. That's what I get up there and say. Sort that out.
So it's practical.
Yeah, exactly. It's good advice for trans people that want to be in the army. God bless them. But also, I'm saving the country that I don't belong to. But probably will one day.
Really?
Well, I just
can
mean
you see
like,
yourself out there?
I see that there's only about four companies left in the world, and I think America will just be one of them one day. Disney's going to absorb America. We'll all just work for Disney, Viacom, Halliburton, Skynet, or whatever it is.
You've worked for a few of them, haven't you? Security.
Yes, yes.
You really dropped the ball on Skynet, mate, I'll be honest.
Do you know what? I feel like I'm being left out on my own here. Like, you're not backing me up, and, like, you was bought in.
Story of our working relationship, mate.
Correct.
What about that pallet last week?
Look, I don't want this to come back on me.
Sure.
He's lost his American accent.
My countryman, you won't even let me...
Hey, ma'am.
I didn't realise you were...
I don't want this to come back on me, ma'am.
You got 2 minutes.
Thank you.
Go on.
Bloody hell. Oh, all right.
Okay.
I feel like I've laid out my main plans already.
Right. You're up there.
You got 15 seconds. I'm just going to count you down. Whatever comes into your mind.
The crowd is as far as you can see.
Oh, hello. At the
say point. Something.
What's the key messages? What's the takeaways from this?
This is a lot. Oh, I'm spontaneously combusting. Oh, no. Live on television. Sorry, Mum.
Where did you get that foot spar?
God bless the UK.
Thank you. A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.